Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. 1,585. That's the number of files I counted after exporting my child's Seesaw learning records from the platform and going through each folder one by one. Even I was caught off guard. 18 folders running from middle school classroom reports all the way through to the college application year. And these files share one thing in common. Not a single one of them was created with college admission in mind. Seesaw is simply a classroom tool. Teachers photograph student work, record videos, upload, tag, 30 seconds per entry. No one was putting in overtime to build a learning portfolio. It grew on its own. That is a fundamentally different thing from scrambling to gather materials 3 months before an application deadline. A narrative written after the fact carries no timestamp, and in the age of AI, a narrative without a timestamp is indistinguishable from one that was generated. But to be honest, the moment I exported those files, it still wasn't a database. It was a mountain of documents for institutions to make sense of it. Three layers of work are required. First, you arrange the scattered files back onto a timeline so that growth becomes something that can actually be identified. Second, you translate the work into competencies. For each competency, you want to pull three or four pieces of evidence from different points in time. Third, you curate out of 1,585 files, you select 20 or 30 to support a specific claim, and the rest stay in the archive as depth. This chain, the one that grows from everyday life into a formal institutional output. Its threshold is not technical. It is a matter of sustained investment over time. Either you started recording years ago, or you didn't. It cannot be fabricated. It has to be lived. All you need to remember is to turn the light on from the very first day.